It's now past 9:30. Please stand, join us for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda items. Joe, replat Venice Gardens, Ross Township. You're up.
All right. Today we have a replat of three lots in Venice Gardens. It's lots 1058 through 1050. Actually, it's 1055 through 1057. They're actually combining two of the lots and changing the property line for the other. And Planning Commission did approve this.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. To the resolutions to be adopted, Tim.
Okay. First, in travel and training, we have a request from Adult Probation Department. There's five different requests, but it all relates to the same workshop that is a grant requirement that is paid for by the Court Services Fund, not the general fund. In total, there's 21 people attending at $495 each, a total of $10,400. To attend the 10th Annual Line Staff Training Institute, Continuing Education, Columbus, Ohio, June 24, 25, and 26. So we move on to finance. Giving you the finance resolution, we have 11 items to go over today. First is a transfer between accounts of $5,000 in the General Fund Information Services Department in order to cover the purchase of a phone system board, software updates for Crystal Reports and Adobe for the remainder of 2009. Item number two, a $15,000 transfer between accounts in order to install court signage in the new court areas on the levels three and four, or primarily four. Actually, I got them as item number four. Skip three for some reason. So let's skip to number four. General fund, an increase in budget of $19,713 for unemployment compensation for various layoffs within the general fund departments. Item number five, general fund, department 3100, debt service. This is an increase in budget of 4 cents in order to correct an account. Item number six, which is non-general fund, DTAC prosecutor fund, fund 180. This is an increase in budget of $48,490 for the reallocation of staff between funds. Item number seven, which is an increase in budget in the juvenile probation drug fee fund 465, an increase of $79,400. This is a new fund that is being created within the juvenile area, as it's a grant fund that was apparently accounted for off the books at that point in time. Item number eight, dog and kennel fund. This is an increase in budget of $5,100 to accommodate unemployment cost payments. Item number nine, the sewer fund 3500. This is some various items in this particular fund today. First is there's an increase in budget of $39,000 relating to pass-through charges for sewer charges to the city of Hamilton, where when they filed the meter consumption report, there was 18 meters that was mistakenly left off, and so this is an additional charge that needs to be budgeted. The next item, $15,000, and $270,833 and then $52,955 is an increase in budget in order to accommodate the payment of debt service in the sewer fund. And then finally, there's a $430 increase, a decrease, excuse me, in budget to accommodate or correct employment costs split between water and sewer. As we move to item number 10, this would be the sewer fund and water fund. This is a correction of a previous resolution between these two particular funds with no change in overall budget. Item number 11, the water fund, $4,100. This is an increase of $430 to correct cost split between water and sewer, you know, as was referred to previously. In addition, under finance, we have a new amended certificate of estimated resources dated June 11th, 2009. This is a Sheriff EMA grant for $251,975 increase in revenues. As we move on to personnel, we have two personnel actions to consider today. First is to approve the employment of 57 youths into the Summer Youth Employment Program at Job and Family Services. This is the summer program that is funded by federal stimulus program dollars. And then secondly, to hire Latricia Lane as Social Services Worker 2 in Children's Services at a rate of $16.61 per hour. As we move on to Job and Family Services, we have about 13 items to consider today. First is to advertise for bids for class size occupational training. Second is to approve a child care contract with Youthland Academy of Forest Park, period July 1, 2009 to June 30th, 2010, in the amount of $41,200. Next is to approve a child care contract with Hickory Dickory Tots from June 8th, 2009, ending May 31, 2010, in the amount of $114,500. Next is to approve a child care contract with the Presbyterian Church from July 1, 2009 to June 30, 2010, in the amount of $171,400 even. Next is to approve a child care contract with Lapeet Academy from July 1, 2009 to June 30th, 2010 for up to $267,700. Next is to approve a child care contract with Christ United Methodist Church, period July 109 to June 30, 2010 for up to $120,900. Next, in Children's Services, to approve an agreement with Stephen Sens under the Federal CanSafe program. This is a substance abuse program for the period July 109 to September 30th, 09, for up to $15,000. This is basically for assessment services, counseling for families with children that where one of the parents is suffering from some type of substance abuse. Next, under Children's Services, you're requested to consider a foster care and group home placement contract with Adriel School. This would be from July 109 to June 30, 2010, and the amount is $385,000 even. Next, you're requested to approve a Children's Services agreement with Transitions for Youth. This is a foster care placement service provider for the period July 109 to June 30, 2010, in the amount of $220,000 even. Next, Children's Services requests you consider another foster care placement services contract with Adolescence Oasis, Inc., period July 109 to June 30, 2010, in the amount of $200,000. Next is to amend an existing contract in Children's Service with Adriel School for a foster care and group home placement services for a contract that is expiring June 30th for an additional $100,000 due to higher than anticipated usage of this particular placement services and two placements that are extreme cases in this particular area. Next is to approve a First Amendment to Children's Services contract with Catholic Charities of Southwestern Ohio. This is a contract that runs from July 109 to December 3109. The amendment is for an additional $10,000 to expand the services provided by the Catholic Charities Southwest Ohio to include a trauma group for teenage girls. This is a group therapy session that is being offered for this class of children. Next is to request an amendment to a contract at Children's Services. This contract was originally entered into with the sole proprietor, Melanie Grosser, but now there's been a name change, and it's an entity called Family Counseling Services. Period of this contract is April 1, 2009 to April 30th, 2010. The amendment is for a change in entity, and it has confirmed that the appropriate insurance that are requested by the prosecutor's office is in place under the new entity for this new name change, as we received a certificate of coverage of insurance.
Tim, on that section, the fourth one down in the Presbyterian Church, could you pull that for a moment? The fourth one. Does that say which Presbyterian Church on that?
Okay, hold on. Let me go back and look. This Presbyterian Creative Center for Children, located at 23 Court Street, Hamilton, Ohio.
Yeah, I better pull that one, if you will, please.
Pull to be considered separately or pulled completely from the agenda?
From the agenda for now.
Okay. Okay, as we continue, I think we're in the section for water and sewer.
Correct.
We are, you're requested to consider to advertise for bids for lawn restoration services. You're also requested to approve an agreement with PCS Technologies for SCADA programming in water and sewer for the Swordsville Wastewater Reclamation Facility, Phase 1 improvements for an amount up to $72,752. Next, you're requested to approve a waiver of sewer permits for the City of Monroe at a proposed park. The park is located at Monroe Crossings at the intersection of Route 4 and Route 63 at 6307 Monroe Crossings Boulevard. The normal fees that would be charged would be a trunk sewer fee, $1,920, a treatment plant fee, $2,250, and a sewer local equity fee for $4,740, and you are hereby requested to waive the requirement that the City of Monroe pay those fees. Under the engineer requests you to advertise for bids for the Union Center Boulevard Traffic Safety Improvements Contract 2009-17. They also request you to receive and refer bids for the 7 Mile Creek Stream Erosion Projects. There were 5 bids received. Lowest bid from Evans Landscaping at $176,938. The highest from Senesis Construction at $270,563. The engineer also requests you to award a contract 2009-14 for the Northwest paving of Township Roads to John R. Jurgensen Company in the amount of $1,093,207.40. The engineer also requests you to grant a special hauling permit for OKIND Inc. And then finally, the engineer requests you to allow Greg Wilkins to enter into contract with the OPWC for program year 23 for local transportation improvement program. The specific programs involved is the Ross Hanover Bridge Project, the Somerville Bridge Project, and the Race Lane Bridge Project. Under miscellaneous, we have 10 items to consider today. First is to approve the redirection of recording fees from the Recorder's Special Equipment Fund to the General Fund. It is estimated that, you know, this would provide the General Fund an additional $100,000 in 2009 by taking this action. This action is for the period August 1, 2009 to December 31, 2009. Next is to approve a payment to Champion Bridge for $19,972. This is a balance of a lien in a dispute on the Board of Elections building where the money is being deducted from the Phase 2 contractor performance construction. Next is to approve Greg Jolivet to the Workforce One Investment Board. Approve Jerome Kearns to the Workforce One Investment Board. Approve Dan Sack to the Workforce One Investment Board. Approve Julia Abel to the Workforce One Investment Board. Approve Carrie Curtis to the Workforce One Investment Board. Approve Jeff McCuffey to the Workforce One Investment Board. Accept resignation of Jeff Diver from the Workforce One Investment Board. And then finally, to approve a miscellaneous reimbursement of $32 for a physical for the Ohio Peace Officers training. And then finally, to approve 94 payments for the then and now certificates.
I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Comments or questions from the audience? Seeing none, we will reconvene in executive session at 10 o'clock for the purpose of the collective bargaining discussions on the sixth floor conference room. We have a motion to go to executive session.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Well, can we excuse our partner for Commissioner Jolivet for his absence today?
Okay.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Anybody have anything else? Seeing none, we'll reconvene in executive session at 10 o'clock on the sixth floor.
Pete's getting pretty rowdy.